the smack. It is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Ted Johnson, and you can call us at 617-779-7937. This is the... We were talking about how Noah Kahan sold out four nights at Fenway, and I was like, I don't know many bands that could do that. And somebody, I really, like, a handful of texts saying, Godsmack can do it. I'm like, I don't, Godsmack's a very, they're good guys and a good band. They're, no, they're not doing that.
Saw him at the Rat in 1997, I told you that. One of my sick brags.
There you go.
Where's the Rat?
No longer.
It's like over, it used to be by Kenmore Square. It's not there anymore. There's like a... It used to be the Lower Depths, right? Didn't they turn into that?
I think it's kind of where the Oyster Bar was. I don't know what it is now. It's right
near where a Select Oyster Bar used to be, and kind of in that area. But it was gone by the time I got here. But I know it's legendary. Absolutely legendary. By the way, real quick before we get back to the take grenades, apparently Kayshawn Booty has unfollowed the Patriots on all social media.
Oh, that
I saw that. Now, I don't know if he was always following them to begin with, but... Interesting. I put a lot of stock in that stuff.
Yeah, according to reports. But then again, I think we kind of saw that this is something that could end up happening with Kayshawn Booty.
What was more surprising was that he came to minicamp and had like a good attitude, and it seemed like there was a path to keeping him around as just like an emergency guy.
Yeah.
But that, now that we're getting close to training camp, maybe he's thinking differently. Yep,
I think reality might have set in. All right, let's launch them take grenades again. Yeah, let's go.
All right. Stand alone.
Was that?
And Godsmack ain't even selling out my local bowling alley.
No, that's not nice. That is not nice. No, Godsmack is, as I said, they're good guys. They're from around here. I think they're good dudes.
They're just not Noah Kahan right now.
They're not Noah Kahan. No, not many people are Noah Kahan. That's insane. Four nights at Fenway. That really is, especially for a dude, as I said, you know, 5 years ago was playing in Watertown at bars. Good for him, man. Good story.
Hey, I'll take a Godsmack career any day. Any day.
No doubt.
Yeah. They're all right.
They lived the dream. Like, they did. They lived the rock star life. They did the Ozfest. They toured in some of the biggest bands in the world. They've headlined in some great venues. Yeah. Hell yeah. Way to go, Sully Ernie. I got no problem with those guys. None at all. All right, let's go to the next one.
The Seaport Immersive Dome Experience. You think they'd go with something a little more catchy, like the Sphere Port.
Yeah.
All right, Ken, let me know where to send it. I'll send you my resume. Looking forward to being on the marketing team.
That is true. Like the Seaport, apparently there's going to be a smaller sphere type thing. Like it's not anywhere near the size. But the concerts, I think you're just, if you've been to the Sphere, you're probably going to go in there and go like, eh.
Now, Bill Chisholm was at the Vegas Summer League yesterday. None of the main players were there, but he was there. He wants his own arena. Do you think he would consider Seaport, and will he like get his hands in all kind of with the private equity group, all kind of new entertainment venues, just like Dolan? They all want to do this type of stuff. Right?
I thought it was all set that if they were to build a place, it would be near the casino, right?
Yeah, that could be there
because I know that. Like, what's the deal? What's the status with the soccer stadium that the Crafts have been wanting to build?
I thought
there?
That did get the go ahead finally. I think.
I mean, okay, well then great. Then you know what? Open up a soccer stadium, knock down the rest of that John Wick shoot 'em up set that's behind that.
Yeah.
Like, from what I've heard, that whole area right next to the casino in Everett, like 90% of it isn't even working right now.
Yeah, but it's like marshland and all type of. I think it would need a lot of like upkeep or up, you know, bringing it up to code.
Yeah. Sure,
get the Chisholm Group to pay for that.
Bill's broke. You got no money. You had to go to Sixth Street to get the money for the Celtics.
You know what's awesome? When that casino first opened, I took one of the boats from downtown.
Oh yeah, the ferry.
Yeah, the little ferry. Mm-hmm. Which by the way, is kind of a cool free thing to do. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it's a great boat ride. And like, if you do it kind of near sunset, it's amazing because you go right down the Charles and it's beautiful. Not the Charles. You're right down the waterway there.
Up the Mystic.
And you're going down there, and it's like beautiful. And then all of a sudden, it honestly looks like a place where a drug deal has gone bad in a Fast and the Furious movie, and you're like, what is this horrible, like, post-apocalyptic world we're in? And then you turn the corner, and you could smell the flowers for the Encore. Like, it really, and there was one time we broadcast from there, and they let us stay at the Encore, and the hotel's really nice, but you open up your window, and it's looking out over, like, the set of the Terminator.
Yeah.
It really is just trash right over
Fix
there.
That up. Make it a little Vegas. I mean, have the little sphere there. You have. They need some sort of a boxing / MMA venue of sorts where you can have fights and things like that nearby.
By the way, speaking of boxing and MMA, there's a video that came out of Joel Mazzulla, who's training with another MMA guy. I guess that Ariel, the guy who reports. I forget how to pronounce his name.
Helwani.
Yeah, Helwani. I'll say one thing about Joel Mazzulla. Dude is jacked.
Yeah, well, you knew that. I wouldn't mess with him.
I did know that.
Toughest coach in the NBA. Could kick our coach. Could beat up any other coach in the league. I think so.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I thought it was kind of nerdy at first. And look at me. I'm this MMA guy. But then I saw him with his shirt off. I'm like, my man is jacked. So there you go.
I think he probably has cred among most players. I mean, even Giannis talked about wanting to play for him. So I do think that's somewhat of an edge if you ever get back into the free agent. Because there was a time when Gordon Hayward came here. It was like nobody wants to come to Boston to play. You can't get players to come here.
Sure.
I don't think Mazzulla's changed that narrative necessarily.
You think it's his rock hard abs that's getting people to come here?
I don't think it's not a negative. I mean, I'll give him a little credit. Like, people do like him.
Sure.
Players respect him.
Like, he goes into the room with the agent, and there's like, how can we close this deal? And he just pulls it up and shows that 12-pack. How about these, baby?
Probably knows Conor McGregor and knows guys in the fight business, you know?
That Conor McGregor thing was sad. Was
so sad. And Stiz has like a great outdoor like fire pit. He was all jacked up to watch the match. And
well, that's on you.
60 seconds.
That's on you, because you knew that was going to be a good fight.
I mean,
right?
Listen, no, you can't count Conor out completely. He's always has a puncher's chance, right? But yes, that was the most Conor McGregor thing to happen.
Right, 90% of the money was bet on him. It's unbelievable.
Have you seen the video that came out? And it's pretty great. I guess it was Mel Gibson whispering to Vince Vaughn. His leg is destroyed. His knee is destroyed.
Yeah, I don't believe that. But, really? But there are, no, I don't think that's what Mel said. But there are some videos of Conor in the locker room where he's looks like he's hobbling on his leg. I think it's could very well be true. He went into that fight injured.
Yeah, Vegas and the bookies. I mean, they had themselves a day after that fight. All right, let's go to the next one.
I've been thinking. My favorite sci-fi movie is probably Star Trek: The Wrath of Khan. You know. The Wrath of Khan.
I like it.
Khan!
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce that guy's name. All I know is that he sold out 4 days.
Wrath of Khan is a great, probably the best Star Trek movie, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, there's not even a question. I mean, all I know is that, like, I saw it, like, way later after it came out, but when that thing went in that dude's ear, that freaked me the F
awesome.
Out.
Awesome. It's like Alien, the thing in the guy's stomach. It's that, and it's Ricardo Montalban.
Ricardo Montalban. Fine Corinthian leather.
Google says it is Khan, Noah Khan.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'll pronounce it correctly.
That guy's got the best pecs in the business, by the way.
Who, Noah Khan?
No, Ricardo Montalban.
Okay.
Yeah. He and Missoula.
We're talking a lot about the male body here. I like this. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Shine. It is 4:30 p.m. Spain 2, France 0. You fat loser.
Wow, that got a little harsh.
I couldn't be happier. I've got a weird thing about Mbappe, and there's no real rational reason. I can't give you one, but something just like I think it was the way he was treating some of the players on the other team last game I saw, and he just in best match, and I was just like, I don't know, he seems a little cocky. He was like laughing at
but
him.
You
and
went
stuff.
To see Lemiz. I thought you were like all French.
No.
Support.
Yeah, but they fight each other. It's like okay. You can never root for France.
Yeah, but I did hear Scheim talking up the French team this morning. So curse of Scheim.
Well, good for Spain. Spain ended up winning it 2-0. Now here's the whole thing with who's left. I was 100% in on Norway, and now that Norway's out. I rooted against France. Good, that happened. Fantastic Spain. And I can't root for England because I respect the Scottish too much when they were here.
Right.
So now is it, do you go for Messi or do you go for the Spain team?
Spain. I think no-name Spain.
Yeah.
Because Argentina just seems like the fix is in for them. They have too much corruption potentially going on with FIFA.
Yeah, and there Spain were some weird just, calls. Yeah. Yeah. They had that guy that they called for flopping when the Argentina played this past weekend. They kicked him out, which everybody flops. That's the only thing about like these matches that have driven me crazy. Anytime anyone gets touched, it's like they got a sniper shot him from
like
the top.
Like Embiid.
Row. Like Embiid, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's SGA levels of flopping out here. All right, give me another one, baby.
Big Will in the limelight, rhyme tight. We gonna have some fun tonight. That should be Wilson Contreras' walk-up. Big Willie style, a.k.a. Will Smith. Let's go. Let him hate us. Let's go.
He is a good villain.
I love Contreras. I love it. I love it. You
sharp.
Gotta get
he's on the red carpet right now.
Yep. Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
You're looking like smooth.
Look, little gray sport coat, white. Classy white undershirt.
He's the face of the organization now, whether you like it or not. He is your face. And after you saw how he did last night, it was impressive. Impressive as hell. And by the way, somebody is saying the Bowser bat. It's not because he looks like Bowser. It's because he looks like Bowser Jr. And that I can accept a little bit more. I can accept that a little bit more. Except he's not flying around in that clown car. Then he'd really be Bowser Jr. I play way. You know what's so weird is that there's all these like high tech video games, like, you know, all the Grand Theft Auto and the Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I prefer straight up Nintendo games better than anything. Yeah. Like Mario Kart.
Classic.
Low in the cartridge.
The old school ones are good too, but I'm talking about just like the new Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, like one. On the Switch too. Yeah. The Mario Kart is crazy.
I got the Wii.
You got the Wii. Wii's got some good games, but I'm telling you, like, there's really nothing better than the Mario games. You know, I years ago, I remember liking a Zelda game that I played.
Yeah, the Zelda games on the Switches are crazy.
It's weird. It's like, I'm not into the ones that look like real life. I like big, dumb turtles. Big, dumb turtles shooting, like, bananas at cars. That seems to be my speed. All right, let's go to the next one, shall we?
Rich, you've been driving me crazy talking about this all week.
Me too.
It was not Brady going up to Belichick. Being, did we just win the Super Bowl after the game? It was Belichick going up to Jules to celebrate that they won, and it was Edelman walking around saying, it's not over yet. Just a little fact check for you.
I could have sworn Belichick went up to go like hug Brady, and Brady was like, wait. And Belichick had to go, no, it's over. It's over. We got it. Because remember, you had to wait for that after James White. Like,
right.
for it wasn't immediate. It was like, hang on, is he in?
I'm the wrong guy to ask. It took me a year to watch it. My daughter was born that night, and I didn't see it live.
Oh,
so,
really?
Yes.
My son was born the night that they lost the perfect season. And they were saying you shave his head, and it's got the score on it. He was awesome.
Awesome.
He was the coming of bad things. All right, let's go is that it? We got it? All right, hell yes.
There you go.
Not bad, everyone. I'm very proud of you. You can give us a call. We'll sweep the leg next, 617-779-7937. Your chance to get on with us before we wrap things up. And you got an all-star game coming, baby. All-star game, Wilson Contreras. And why Sonny Gray isn't there, I have no idea.
It is.
It's conspiracy, baby, conspiracy. All right, we'll take your calls next.